This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello everyone, I'm Paul Bertarelli, reporting for AvWeb and Aviation Consumer. Earlier this week, we broke a story about a South African company called Adept Air Motive that has just announced a new general aviation engine project for power plants in the 260 to 320 horsepower range. These are V6 designs that incorporate the latest technology from the automotive and motorcycle industries. We'll get to the design details in a moment, but first, what makes or breaks projects like these is money. So question one, does Adept Air Motive have enough of it? Here's the company's Richard Schultz.
Funding for the engine at the moment, we've come out of a funding round which was partially funded by an investment by the South African government's Department of Science and Technology. And going forward, we're looking at private equity funding. We will possibly receive a certain amount of government aid, but things are fairly tight on that side at the moment. But we've got funding arranged in two phases. The first tranche kicks in around about the end of next month, and that is sufficient to carry us for the next 12 to 13 months. And the second round is due to kick in as soon as the first round is finished. To be absolutely honest with you, we've had people who've come out from the United States, people who are connected with the OEM automotive manufacturers, and more specifically and more recently Toyota, where we've displayed our engine at, for example, the Africa Aerospace and Defense Expo, a couple of the other shows where we've sort of taken pre-production models. And the response to this has been, you know, how could you do this with so little money? I can be completely frank with you and tell you that our total investment in dollar terms is at this stage is currently the dollar's about $2 million. We run a very lean, very, very tight organization.
For its basic design, Adept chose a 120-degree V layout with overhead cams, a gear reduction unit, and automotive-type sequential pulse fuel injection. Schultz explains Adept's philosophy.
I come from a background of performance engines. I raced motorcycles internationally and so on. And when you look at the requirements for high-specific power engines, you need to essentially multi-valve technologies required, which indicates that you clearly are going to be an overhead cam situation. We run an engine which is very compact. It is fairly over square in the sense that the bore is quite a lot larger than the stroke. And looking at the overall configuration, one of the things that didn't appeal in the beginning was the conventional opposed cylinder arrangement, because essentially all of your dynamic loads and your gas dynamics are taken in tension by either through bolts or through rods, and that's something which, if you look at the SMA diesel engine, for example, you see they have very, very robust extended through bolts and studs. And that leads to things like case shuffle and all sorts of other things. So the 120-degree gave us the optimum packaging system, which in fact is lower typically than an IO5 40 Lycoming. But at the same time, allowing us to take a lot of the loads on what we call, buttressed split lines. So the studs essentially are there purely to provide clamping force for the bearings. All of your other loads are taken up by effectively what is a mechanical a step, which transfers the loads. It also has a 120-degree six compared to a conventional V6. It enables you to run a crankshaft configuration which is very similar to a V8 in that the opposing cylinders, big end bearings, are on a common journal. So that leads to a very short, very stiff crankshaft as well. And then, as I say, running the engine at a speed range which is in an area where we can get optimum efficiencies from inlet tuning and exhaust tuning, we found that it's an excellent compromise, being able to use a prop speed reduction unit, which gives us a ratio we can vary between prop speeds of 2,000, 1,800 if people want to go lower, right up to 2,700.
This is by no means the first aircraft V-block engine. The most well-known may be the Rolls-Royce Merlin, but V-blocks are heavy and require intricate casting. Here's how Adept will address that.
Well, we don't. Our casting is, in fact, very light. One of the advantages we have is that we use a casting process, and we use a lot of virtual engineering and rapid prototyping in the development process. We are able to do what we call near net shape castings. In other words, we have a defined load case and a load path. We are able to create metal in the area where it's required, and to obviously use a lot less metal where there's no requirement for specific strength in that area. The block is all aluminium. The engine makes use of it's an all aluminium engine. We make use of ceramic coated cylinder liners, aluminium cylinder liners, individual liners on that. You know, one of the things that keeps it very light is the fact that the accessory side of it, we run our propeller, at least our constant speed unit, isn't a pad-mounted proprietary item. It's built into the back of the PSRU. So we don't have a lot of, additional metal which is there just in case someone wants to mount something or other on it. The other thing, of course, is things like your standard magnetos, dual magneto trains and so on, and the gear drives and so on add weight to the conventional engines. Ours is all electronic, so it's a lot lighter. Come to things like the cylinder head design, for example, we've managed to design a very complex cylinder head. In fact, that was the subject which we had discussions with Toyota about, because they refused to believe we could cast such a complex head in South Africa. But, it's designed so that there's no surplus fat on it. You know, you can't take weight off an engine once it's designed and built. So we designed from day one to obviously stay light.
So how light are we talking here? Well, in the Raven, the Adept engine is 187 pounds lighter than the Lycoming 0540, which is normally used in that airplane. For some years now, the trend in motorcycles has been towards liquid cooling, and the Adept engine follows this trend. Although there's a weight penalty, liquid cooling is more thermally stable than air cooling. The Adept engine, however, offers a twist.
It is a combination water and glycol cooled. And that's one of the things on the cooling system is the cooling system is in fact integrated into a closed loop system which runs a variable speed electric water pump. The suppliers of the water pump were the first people to supply components to General Motors with a zero per million failure rate on their quality side. So we're quite comfortable with their the reliability there. But in addition to that, we can run, for example, you have a total coolant loss while the aircraft is flying, you can, in fact, run on the oil cooling system alone because we have a fairly complex spray bar system inside. And you can run on oil cooling at about 60% power for an extended period.
A big disconnect in the world of aviation is that the engine maker delivers the power plant, then leaves it up to the airframer to figure out how to install it. When things go wrong, finger-pointing usually ensues, with the customer left twisting in the wind. Adept wants to avoid that by offering a firewall-forward product. The engine has a sophisticated induction system whose airflow has to be just right.
Induction is, and this is one of the reasons why we say we offer a firewall-forward engineered solution only. The normal induction system that we have is an aqueduct, typically on the top of the engine cowl. And that goes into a properly designed divergent, convergent system, which then lets the heated air back out at free stream speed over the fuselage. It's a properly engineered solution to the whole thing, and we've run the tests both with the suppliers, our radiator suppliers, and ourselves.
Although fuel economy in aircraft hasn't been a big customer talking point, it's getting to be that way. Most modern cars have wrung efficiency out of engines with electronic ignition, high compression ratios, and sequential fuel injection, rather than distributed spark for ignition. These engines have direct fire coils, and Adept will do the same.
The ones that we use actually come from motorcycle applications where they operate at far higher RPM and loads than ours do, generally far higher temperatures. And we have documented over the last seven years now, we've only got two documented failures of the coils.
Fuel economy may or may not be a concern for customers, but fuel availability certainly is. The Adept engine is designed to run on a wide range of octanes, and so far the fuel economy looks impressive.
We can run as low as 85 octane if necessary. The combustion chambers and the combustion side of it is designed so that we actually have almost built-in anti-knock combustion chamber profiling. We run what they in the United States call quench areas, or in Europe we call, in South Africa, squish areas. And what we managed to do with that is to be able to be extremely tolerant of a wide range of fuels. Now, clearly we don't recommend running on 85. The engine itself, if there is any knock, will sense this and we'll go into a slightly richer, slightly retarded mapping cycle. What we're finding at the moment is that we're getting figures, and I know most people are used to working in pounds per horsepower per hour. We're getting figures that are very low. We are able to run quite efficiently in what is essentially quite a lean mode while still producing power. We're not disclosing the final one yet because that's going to be part of the launch strategy, but we have seen below 0.4 pounds per horsepower per hour in a mode where we run lean settings without any temperature problems and without any perceptible drop in power at all.
Adept is moving forward with flight testing in the Raven, and although it doesn't plan to display at Oshkosh this year, an engine is on display at the Autodesk in San Francisco. You can find out more at adeptairmotive.com. I'm Paul Bertarelli, reporting for AvWeb and Aviation Consumer. Thanks for listening.